But first, you might think that space is pretty dark, but in fact it's bathed in light from all kinds of sources, from stars like our Sun to other more exotic celestial objects such as quasars. Quasars are distant objects powered by black holes billions of times as massive as our Sun. These powerful objects have fascinated astronomers since their discovery half a century ago. Now, a team of space scientists led by researchers at University College London are giving us a view back to the very, very early universe. Kat Arney spoke to lead researcher, cosmologist Dr. Andrew Ponson, to find out more about the work and why it's so important to map out the light in the universe.
Well, what we're trying to understand is the way that light is distributed through the universe, which sounds like a kind of odd thing to be a problem, because of course we use light all the time to learn about the universe. We see light, that's what we're picking up with our telescopes when we look at the universe. But there's this whole other side of light, which is that it's transporting a lot of energy around in the universe, in the same way, say, the biosphere here on Earth is powered by light coming from the Sun. The universe is kind of powered by light generated in stars and galaxies and more exotic things like quasars. So the question is really how much of that energy is being generated in total and where is it coming from? Because it's not necessarily stuff we can see directly. When we start trying to find out what's lighting up the universe, we are measuring it in a limited patch. Although when I say limited, we are talking about millions of light years across. So these are extremely large scales nonetheless.
So basically in this study, what were you trying to do?
We're trying to make predictions, or we call them forecasts, for what we're going to learn from future studies, and in particular from one particular study called the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, or DESI for short, which will come online in, we think, 2018. And we're making predictions for what that can tell us about what's generating the energy or most light in the universe. What this telescope is actually going to be measuring is light coming from quasars. They're incredibly bright sources, and they're actually made by gas sort of spiraling into a black hole. And though you might think a black hole is dark, it's as the gas is falling in that it generates a lot of light. And then we're using that light to tell us something about what's in the universe, what's in between that very bright, actually very distant light and us. And that kind of changes the light as the light comes through the universe. It picks up information about what's in between.
It's almost like seeing a very, very distant lighthouse and looking at the shadows and the things that are in the way in between that and you.
It's exactly like that, yeah.
And I guess, does that tell you a bit about the sorts of things you should be looking out for when you do get the data from this telescope?
Yes, it tells us about how should we process the data coming from this telescope to really get everything out. I mean, one of the big things that's changing in astronomy is it's no longer about one person going up a mountain and taking a picture of one object. We now get catalogues of millions of objects, and then we have to work out how do you piece together all that massive amount of data. And what this work is really about is showing if you process that data in the right way, then you're going to get this handle on what's generating all the energy in the universe.
So what do we know about some of the light sources in the universe, and what are you trying to find out about them?
Well, we know about the brightest light sources in the universe. If you're flying on a clear night and you look down at the Earth below, then what will immediately be quite obvious to you is if there's a big city underneath, you'll see a bright glow coming from that city. But it might be that actually there are a lot of towns surrounding the city or reaching far out into the countryside, which themselves are, that they only have a few lights in them, you know, only a few street lights per town. So they appear much dimmer than the city does. But on the other hand, there are many, many more towns than there are cities. So if you are able to get a really good bird's eye view of this, you might be able to tell actually there's more light in total being generated by these many, many tiny towns compared to maybe just one big city.
And if light is energy, then that could actually be a much more important energy source in the universe.
Exactly. So the universe doesn't care where its light is coming from. And it may be that these tiny towns, or as they actually are in the universe, very small galaxies, are generating a huge amount of energy. We just don't see it directly because we tend to just pick out the big cities, or in the universe, these are known as quasars or really large galaxies.
Does it kind of blow your mind thinking that you're studying something that is so far away?
Yeah. I mean, you tend to, you know, when you're researching this stuff, you tend to kind of pull these two things apart a bit, because it turns out, you know, you can analyze all this with maths and it all goes into you know, bits of numbers on scraps of paper and on computers and so on. But then occasionally you do just stop and think, wow, we're talking about, as I was saying earlier on, you know, thousands of millions of light years across. Those really are just massive scales. And it's amazing that we have technology now that can actually start to tell us about those kind of scales.
And when you look up at the night sky, you think, out there somewhere is a quasar that I can look at with my telescope.
Absolutely. In fact, if anything, you know, you look up at the night sky now and you think, oh, this is all small fry. I mean, the universe is so much bigger than what we can see unaided.
Kat Arney, speaking to Dr. Andrew Ponson from UCL.